Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Mark Loader. The New Testament reading for today is from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 1 through 21. For this reason, I, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus on behalf of you Gentiles, assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for you, how the mystery was made known to me by revelation as I have written briefly. When you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. This mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this gospel I was made a minister according to the gift of grace, which was given me by the working of his power. To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God, who created all things, so that through the church the manifold wisdom of God might be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was according to the eternal purpose that he has realized in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him. So I ask you not to lose heart over what I am suffering for you, which is your glory. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think according to the power at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to us, to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Now, Paul writes this letter in chains and captivity as a prisoner, and yet from that prison cell comes one of the richest doxologies in all of Scripture. That alone should capture our minds. The apostles' circumstances, they're dire, but this theology, his theology of grace, is soaring. And that's not sentimentality. That's confessional confidence in a finished work. Paul calls himself the steward of the mystery that Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ through the gospel. This is pure gospel, not earned inclusion, not a moral achievement. It's adoption by grace through the preached word. The gospel is, strictly speaking, a doctrine which teaches what a man should believe concerning what Christ has already accomplished for him, not what he must do to qualify. You're not an outsider trying to work your way into the household of God. In Christ, you're already a son. And then Paul prays. He prays that we would be strengthened and with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ would dwell in your hearts through faith. Now notice that Christ doesn't visit, he dwells. That's a present tense, ongoing reality grounded not in your felt experience, but in the promise attached to the word and sacrament. We don't hunt for Christ's presence in a feeling. We receive it. We receive it where he has said he would be, in absolution, in the supper, in the proclaimed word. And then Paul continues to pray. He prays that we would comprehend the breadth, the length, and depth, and the height of Christ's love, a love that passes knowledge. And here's the admonition, gentle admonition, but it's firm. How easily we shrink the love of Christ down to the size of our guilt, our besetting sin, our worst week. We measure grace by our failure instead of letting Paul measure it by Christ's cross. Your sin is real, but it's not the boundary of God's love. It's swallowed up in something wider, longer, deeper, higher than your sin could ever reach. Imagine a man trying to bail out a rowboat with a teaspoon, while standing in the middle of the ocean as waves lap over the edge of the boat. That's what it's like trying to exhaust the love of Christ with your failures. You keep bailing, worrying, you'll finally use it up, finally disqualifying yourself. But the ocean was never diminished by the spoon. Ephesians 3 is Paul standing at the shore telling you, stop measuring the ocean by your teaspoon. Let the ocean measure itself. That's why the chapter ends the way it does, not with instruction, but with doxology. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, unto him be glory. Notice the direction of the sentence. It ends in him, by his power, to his glory, not by your effort, not by your comprehension, but by the working of the one who is greater than your heart. So the application for you today, you don't need to generate the love of Christ. You don't need to earn deeper access to it or fear you've used it up. You're called simply to stand, rest, like Paul in his chains, rooted, grounded, and to let that finished, immeasurable love hold you, whether chains, whatever weakness, whatever guilt you carry today. Christ dwells in you, not almost, not conditionally, now, through faith. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, you raised up Gregory of Rome to be a pastor to those who shepherd God's flock and inspired him to send missionaries to preach the gospel to the English people. Preserve in your church the Catholic and apostolic faith that your people may continue to be fruitful in every good work and receive the crown of glory that never fades away. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.